here. We are joined by City Manager Port Townsend, John Morrow. Hi, John.
Good morning, Port Townsend. Good morning, Tim.
Hi, good morning. Glad to have you back, and so glad that we'll be able to get Mayor Sandoval on the phone today to join us. I think she's on there now. It's been, you know, I remember many years ago seeing Will Durst, a political comedian, Will Durst, and he started off his thing saying the worst thing for a political type of comedian is when nothing happens in the week and you go up on stage and this is not one of those weeks. And I think that probably applies to you, and I think that he says that at the beginning of every performance. It's been a busy week here. What's floating to the top?
Yeah, wow. You just reminded me of a dream I had last night. Not to start in the metaphysical, but
that's okay.
I had a dream, and this is probably terrifying for anybody listening. I had a dream that I was doing stand-up. And it was like, what's funny about this right now? You know, there's nothing. I mean, there's plenty of political comedy, perhaps at a larger, more national scale here. But man, I just got, whoa, what am I supposed to say that's funny? So anyway, I'm glad that's not the case. We're talking about, I guess, what's on top of my mind, and really glad to be joined here with Mayor Sandoval to talk about tonight's meeting, about the governor's recent four-phase announcement for reopening, and just it's time now to talk to the community about what we know and about a process moving forward to make decisions.
And I know that's one of the tougher decisions to make, and I want to just to double check that I have Mayor Sandoval on the line. Are you there?
I'm here. Oh, I'm here.
Good,
I'm
good,
still
good.
Here.
Everything's working like it should. The planets have lined up. So this is a very tough decision, and making it even tougher is the fact that public comment is not live as we're used to it in this town, and we are using different methods of collecting input from the public, including KPTZ Radio, but Facebook, I've seen. I'm sure you run into people on the street all the time. Everybody has an opinion in Port Townsend. We're still talking about roundabouts. That's 10 years old. But
I wish I ran into people on the street these days, Tim.
Oh, that's true. That's a little thin, isn't it?
A little bit thin, yeah.
What is your thinking? How do you see this playing out?
Well, Mayor Sandoval, I'm hesitating because you are a decision maker, and I work for you and the other six council members, and ostensibly maybe just a few quick things, and then I think Michelle can kind of give her perspective here. You know, this isn't a decision. This particular variance decision isn't one specifically for the city council. This is a three-gate approach where the Secretary of Health makes a determination. You know, as you might know, Jefferson County is one of 10 counties based on a set of criteria that we're allowed to consider a variance. And then it needs to move through both the Board of Public Health and also the County Commission. So hence tonight's special meeting of those two bodies and the Port Townsend City Council to start that conversation.
And I'm glad that you made clear a few episodes ago that distinction between between yourself as basically the CEO or the executive branch and the city council as the legislative branch. And Michelle, how do you see this coming out? How are you collecting opinions? What would you like to see going forward on this question?
Well, what we're trying to do, Tim, is to be able to assure people that their comments are being considered. So we are starting the process with this first meeting to explain how the variance is processed. There's a lot of misinformation going around on social media, and we wanted to act quickly to expel rumors and suppositions, and to really talk about the process. And while the city council is not the decision maker, we do have local people who are making the decision along with the state, as John stated. So, you know, the health board is going to be who is going to be voting on this, along with Dr. Lockhart, public health officer's approval and the Board of County Commissioners vote on this, as well as the state. And we have a lot of information to gather still that is required for the variance. And so what I'm hoping to say today is stay calm, stay kind to yourself and to others in this community that may have a differing opinion. And, you know, take note of these meetings and listen in so that you can be informed. And the next meeting, we will be taking public comment from stakeholders is our process that I believe we'll be following. But our emails are readily available for City Council and the Board of County Commissioners. And I'm getting a lot of them already. And I'm getting a lot of information from phone calls and texts, et cetera. And so it's difficult out there. And as I think probably both John and you, Tim, have read, there's a meme going around on social media that says, we aren't all in the same boat, but we are in the same storm. And I think that's really appropriate. There are varying degrees of ability for people to stay home and stay safe. And we have to remember that our experience is not necessarily the only one. And so we have people without homes, and we have people without the capacity to stay safe with food and enough money to keep them through, you know, the end of this pandemic crisis. So I just want to assure people that all of the people that represent you are being thoughtful about this, but we need to be sure to think of our public health first and foremost as we start to open up again here in Port Townsend.
And thank you for that, Mayor Sandoval. I was just talking with John Morrow off air before about that particular issue, how especially during this time of lockdown, when we are absorbed in our own little lives and we don't hear from perhaps as many people as we had at this time last year, it's easy to fall into thinking, well, I use as an example the homeless situation and what's happening there and how things have changed, and there have been creative resolutions, or temporary at best resolutions, to homelessness. But I think that just the fact that this pandemic has affected us so much, and there is a population out there that it's given a different light on the homeless situation, frankly, when it affects you and your health and the health of your family. And I'm wondering how we can keep these creative resolutions to those tough issues going even after this pandemic. I don't know if either of you have any thoughts about that. It's such a very difficult and intractable issue, but everything ties together during times like this.
Yeah, I think, I mean, that's a really good point, Tim. And that's a conversation that I've been having with my counterparts at a variety of other agencies. And I know that's a conversation that Mayor Sandoval and I are having regularly. Because what this pandemic does is it definitely distracts some from some other issues that have been around for a long time. But it also exacerbates those issues. So when we think about homelessness or inequality, this impact's not going to make it better. So I think our challenge as we're juggling a bunch of balls in the air is to say, how do we respond effectively, safely, responsibly now to what's right in front of our face? And how do we take steps that make sure that we're walking toward resolution on some of those other issues? And I think one of the things you'll see, including tonight's special meeting with a couple of different governing bodies, is by both necessity and by goodwill and the work of those like Mayor Sandoval, a coming together of decision makers and agencies in ways that we just haven't been forced to do before. And for whatever reason, you know, I'm the new guy here. I could just say, let's start now. But I've been encouraged by those conversations because there's a real recognition by those who either make decisions or sort of frontline to those decisions, like myself, that we're in this together. And it's not just a show to the community. It's actually something we're deeply engaged in right now, because those issues that you mentioned are going to be even more difficult once we get through this first push of the pandemic. We're going to need to not just put a Band-Aid on homelessness and affordability. We're going to need to fix it. Same thing with things like climate change and, you know, I'd even say democratic engagement. I mean, I hope those listening think, okay, how do I get involved in decision making? Because you've got a vote, and you've got a whole lot of ideas and energy that can be added to this community. Let's do that together. If we don't do that, we're not going to solve those bigger problems.
And we do want to solve this problem. And one thing I kind of look forward to that I haven't had the opportunity, and that may just be a lack of engagement on my part, is to hear this decision-making process play out in real time tonight with the different bodies that you speak of, the Board of Health, the county commissioners, et cetera, and in real time to hear how people interact and come to a decision. It is pure democracy. I really kind of look forward to hearing that.
Well, and just to remind everybody, and you too, Tim, is that this isn't a decision night.
Yeah. Right.
This is laying out the strategic framework of what we need to do to move through the process. So I know that a lot of people are thinking that we're going to make a decision, or a decision has already been made, and neither of those things are accurate. Tonight is to listen to what the process actually is, for the public to hear what our county needs to do if we do consider a variance. And a decision will be made at future meetings, but tonight is essentially to have people be informed. So that way, when we're gathering opinions, it's an informed opinion, because there are certain requirements that not only we as a county, in terms of, for instance, do we have enough testing ability? Do we have enough hospital beds? Not only are those going to be required, but there's going to be requirements for safety protocols for the various businesses that can reopen in phase two, and for their customers. So this is about starting the process, but we got a ways to go, both in making the decision and also making sure that all of those safety and health protocols are put into place and that everybody is ready when we go out and visit the world again.
Yeah, I think, I mean, that's exactly the point here, is that there's an interest publicly, I think, at least from what Mayor Sandoval and I are hearing, and likely others, of the when of the conversation. But, you know, I think that's important, because we don't want to squander the great work, I think, that the community's done keeping the transmission of this virus relatively minimal here. I mean, we don't want to squander that really hard effort. There's also the how, and as Mayor Sandoval is saying, irrespective of whether, you know, the county decides to apply for a variance or not, you know, the state's making decisions about phasing sectors back in, and we need to really get right down to the nitty-gritty about what it means per sector to change behavior and stay safe. And, you know, the creative early ideas will win here. You know, those who can actually put in place a plan that can guarantee, you know, safety and minimal disease transmission, those are going to be the places that can switch on. And then, of course, the raft of benefits socially, economically, perhaps even environmentally will accrue. But irrespective of the variance conversation, I mean, the bigger picture is here. You know, I don't think we're able to sustain a current status quo for years. You know, we have to think, if we don't have a vaccine anytime soon, how are we going to do this? And what does it mean right down to the individual business?
So I have a question for either of you, frankly. So that conversation occurs tonight, and we can hear that on KPTZ at 5 o'clock, I do believe. And so the information is put out there. Under phase two, Well, I guess this is a two-part question. Number one, when do you see the actual decision being made? And are there elements of that phase two opening that, I mean, the decision makers pick and choose. Can there be parts that they accept in this county and parts that they do not? How does that work?
Yeah, it's a great question. Mayor Sandoval, I don't want to talk over you
go
here.
Go for it,
you
John.
Okay.
Go for it, John. Yeah. And if I have something to say, I'll say it after.
Okay.
Thank you.
No worries. I think it's a good question because it's exactly right. Locally, we decide to apply for a variance, and that decision, there's no current timeline on that. So just to set expectations clearly here, you know, there's a meeting tonight to start the conversation. In approximately 2 weeks, we're going to think about how to get really strong, robust, you know, multi-sector feedback from, like, you know, what are people hearing, you know, what do people think, how do we get engagement, you know, and I can't really imagine that's going to happen any earlier than 2 weeks from now. And that also won't be a decision point. You know, that's to listen. We can decide to take and pick and choose pieces of phase two to phase into. If we're granted that variance, or if it's accepted by the state, approved by the county commission, Dr. Locke, and the public health. And so we could say, look, this sector is ready. Let's do this early, but actually we're not ready for this. And so that's kind of part of what my point was before, is if we can force ourselves to have those, you know, how conversations, that sort of, how are we going to do this to guarantee that we're safe, then most likely those are the places that will think, okay, we're ready. You know, for those who have intractable issues where we can't seem to think our way around, you know, considerations, we might choose to actually not phase that in this next phase. And that's actually a local decision.
And I would actually add that my understanding, and this was a new understanding for me based upon yesterday's phone call, is that the state has different business sectors, committees that are actually forming those safety protocols. Mm-hmm. And so we have to also wait for the state's input on that. Yeah. So for people who think that this decision could be made quickly, and that it's all up to, you know, the county, that's not the case.
Right.
We still need to interact with the state. And as John stated at the beginning, there are three gates to go through. And that is the Board of Health is the first vote that needs to be taken. And the Board of Health, for people who don't know, is made up of the three county commissioners, one representative from the city, one hospital elected official, and two citizens. And those people will make the first determination or the first gate. And that also has to be decided with our public health officer, Dr. Thomas Locke. And then that has to be approved by the BOCC if they want to move forward with the variance, with the recommendations from the health board and Dr. Locke. And then the state has to approve all of that. So there's just multiple steps that we need to take, and we have to wait until we get that list of guidance from the various businesses and double check to make sure those businesses are ready to implement the safety procedures.
Mayor Sandoval makes an excellent point here, and I get excited by those creative visionaries. I'm going to call out my library as one of those and say, or our library, and say, you know, if you look at the governor's phased approach, you know, that's phase three. It's just to set expectations here. You know, we're already thinking about how we deliver services, which are currently available, actually, from the library, even without it being opened. But we're already thinking, okay, how do we do this? How do we ensure safety? What kind of protocols are needing to be in place? That's phase three. And like Mayor Sandoval says, there will be sector-based guidelines developed at the state level for each of these. So I like doing the thinking ahead, but we won't be able to just execute that because we're needing that state guidance and decision-making through those gates that Mayor Sandoval has indicated.
Well, this is one of the reasons I love this job. I now I know what the Board of Health consists of, and that is that's always been a little mysterious to me. But that's a very kind of a democratic makeup that I think is still science based, given the composition of what we have there. You will have input from I suppose the small business people. I know that any elected official in Jefferson County will have a number of opinions flowing from small business, and also you'll have the other side, which is a very democratic process. I like it, actually. So it takes a lot of work to make a decision of this magnitude. It's to us in a small rural county, this is a big deal. I do have, and actually, I have a couple questions that have come to me via email, and I want to make sure I get them in before I run out of time. And so this, I don't know. I suppose this is a John Morrow question. I'm going to just read it verbatim.
Can I phone a friend with the Mayor Sandoval?
You can phone a friend. You're in luck because you have a friend online. And this comes from Carol McCleary from Public Hygiene Let's Us Stay Human, FLUSH. So I love the acronym. Is the city considering use of wastewater-based epidemiology? There's evidence that it's quicker and better indicator than testing plus tracing for opening up. Oregon's Clean Water Services is applying it locally at the neighborhood level, even for a retirement home. So do you know anything about that?
That is something that has not been directly in my radar. I'm not going to imagine that I could speak for my public works crew, because my sense is that they have their ear to the ground on that. But that comment will help me have a conversation about that today and to address the merits of that approach. So thank you very much for the comment.
That one from Carol. This one from Lynn Sorensen. Lynn is on our virus team here at KPTZ, and she says, as part of the V team, I would like to ask John Morrow about what he can do to bring hand-washing stations to the city streets as part of the mitigation practices to the COVID-19 pandemic. Is this something that the new director of public works would oversee? Is there money in the city budget to pay for a rental of hand-washing stations? And I suppose when we're talking about city budget right now, there's not a whole lot of chicken on that bone. It's given what's going on in the past month or so, but there's your question.
Yeah, it's a great question, and this is a running conversation that we're having about not just now of what we need currently, but also as businesses are anticipated to open up, what additional measures will be needed. And so both Public Works and also Parks and Facilities, so the Parks Director is also very close to this conversation, we've been working with various sanitation providers to do things like put portalettes out in front of the Cotton Building, because that building is closed. And for a while, the hand sanitizer was being rationed and being used at the hospital. So we had this very difficult situation of providing some degree of hygiene, but without the hand washing, which was very unfortunate. That's since changed. But in this week's investigation of what hand washing stations were available, it's really quite limited. So you can imagine regionally and statewide, there's a real push to get facilities in place at a high, scale. And we're doing our very best to think, okay, where are those needed? What role can we play? And clearly, we're going to need to play a temporary role here if the established restrooms, for instance, if they're not open. We need to provide some sort of alternative. So the question's a really good one, and it's a work in progress right now. And I hope to see over the coming weeks an increase in hand sanitation services throughout downtown.
And if you're just joining us, this is John Morrow, Port Townsend City Manager, and Mayor Michelle Sandoval on the line via the phone here. And Mayor Sandoval, it occurs to me that your terms as mayor have coincided, if I remember correctly, I'm not sure about this, but I think the last time you were mayor, we were in the Great Recession, and this term... is coronavirus and whatever, and murder hornets and I don't know, anything that you want to throw in that box. Am I correct? This doesn't seem like ideal times to be in that chair.
You know, I told somebody that. I reminded somebody. I said, the last time that I was mayor, we had our ferries pulled off this route and condemned, and the bridge was closed down for 9 weeks, and we entered into the Great Recession for almost a decade here. But, you know, those 4 years were pretty intense. And my friend said, so does that mean you're Typhoid Mary? So maybe that's what it means. But what I will also say is this is something I know that John has said, and I have said, and I've quoted it many times, and that is, don't let any crisis go to waste. There's an opportunity here because what we're realizing, I think more so than ever, is that we're, at the end of the day, we're all tied together. And that stranger's health is our health. And so this is a huge opportunity to look at the systemic problem. It'd be great if it was throughout our nation, but at least for us, throughout our community. And we do not intend to let this crisis go to waste. And that means that I just want to say that when once we get through these next very vital meetings, we are already planning for a resilient and recovery meeting. And we're already working with businesses and nonprofits. And we definitely have intention of looking for creative ideas, resources, and many volunteers to think about food security and local jobs and so many more things, really addressing the homeless issue as it should have been done many years ago. And so, yes, it was a hard time then, and it's equally as hard today for me to be the person in the mayor's seat. But I relish the opportunity and to hopefully create some change.
Well, it's one of the reasons I love, anybody that knows me knows how much I can go on and wax poetic about Port Townsend and Jefferson County. I really should work for the Chamber of Commerce. But it's people like yourself, our city council, our Board of County Commissioners that really go so far beyond what I've seen in many other places. And I'm going to include John Morrow in that. John Morrow, who
early days,
I was just early thinking, days. You know, I was just thinking about you being such an outdoorsman and how this has been probably a little bit stressful, I would say, for somebody with your background to not be able to get out there. Better days are coming. We're running out of time. I would like to put anything else you either of you would like to say out to the audience before we leave. And
I don't know how to encapsulate things better than what Mayor Sandoval just said, so I'll just underscore it and say, you know, this is an incredibly special place, and we're all hurting right now, but we're all going to pull together. So how we do that can be both how we get through this, but also a model for other places regionally, maybe even beyond, for how to actually create the kind of sustainable, resilient, smart, connected community that I know that we can be. And I know a lot of you listening want that. So I'm like Mayor Sandoval, I'm here for positive change, and I look forward to doing my job as a conduit from the decision makers and the city and to the public, which really, you know, is the ultimate decision maker. So how to get that engagement and how to actually drive a community that's thriving and vibrant, you know, that's the vision. And it's not something that we have a lot of bandwidth to think about now because we're all hurting, but we got to keep that hope alive.
And thank you, Mayor Sandoval. We often end with something you said a few weeks back, and that is stay kind. And that's what we want to keep at the front of this conversation. And I think that is a good guiding principle as we get through these weird times. So thank you to both of you. And if you are interested in hearing more about this, tune in tonight, 5 o'clock this evening, to hear, as Mayor Sandoval said, the decisions aren't made, but the information is put out there for our consumption and our own decision-making process. So thank you, everybody, for doing what you do.
Always a pleasure, Tim. Thanks.
Bye, Michelle.